Patient name, first name Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, last name Saavedra, S-A-A-V-E-D-R-A. Date of birth, 11-1 of 10. Date of service, 8-22 of 23. This is a 12-year-old young man. Complains of some left wrist pain. He was out playing football today, and he fell on the wrist. He maintains full range of motion. There's no deformity. A very minor discomfort as he goes through all range of motion.
Take care now.
Once again, this happened about 2 hours ago. He is here just for evaluation today. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure, 120 over 48, pulse 103, respiration 16, temperature 98.7, oxygenation 98%. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, negative medical history, negative surgical history, negative social history, negative for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom and dad, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thoracomegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear to auscultation, period, new paragraph. Examination of that left wrist, at first impression, there is no abnormality whatsoever. It is symmetrical with the right wrist. He can go through all range of motion with it without any discomfort. He has a strong grip. There's no need to x-ray this wrist today. I'm going to classify this as a wrist sprain. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, left wrist sprain. He can keep it wrapped with an ACE bandage, as we have done today. I've given him Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times a day, PRN, for pain. I've asked him to keep a cool compress on this. No sports play for the next 4 or 5 days. You can resume sports play next Monday. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Joshua Esquivel. Esquivel is spelled E-S-Q-U-I-V-E-L. Date of birth, 10-15 of 07. Date of service, 8-22 of 23. This is a 15-year-old male patient. Here today, feeling weak. He had some nausea, vomiting, some body aches and chills, fever earlier. No complaint of cough. He went to school and he was sent home. No other issues. He has his normal bowel and bladder function as usual. Period in the paragraph, blood pressure 107 over 51, pulse 103, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 97%, current weight 135. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, or secondhand smoke. He lives with mom and dad. Labs today include a flu test, a COVID test, and a strep test. Strep test and COVID were negative. Flu test was positive for influenza A. Period, new paragraph, on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He looks tired. He's laying down on the exam room as I walk into the room. Cooperates fully with me throughout the exam. HEENT, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, some very faint tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thoracomegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy detected, heart regular rate and rhythm. Actually, more accurately, it is mildly tachycardic at 103. Positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, influenza type A. Patient will be given Tamiflu per weight protocol, BID, for 5 days. Along with that, Motrin, 800 milligrams 3 times a day for body aches and fever, PRN, and Zofran, 4 milligram BID for nausea, vomiting, period, new paragraph. He used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic, or call if needed.